That would be my question. I want to send in big block letters with a 46 font. Why? Please tell me why. Why? My name is Ingrid Campbell, and I'm the proud mom of Mercedes Campbell. I got this letter, and the first thing in bold, all I saw was congratulations. And that's when I was so happy.
That letter was sent to inform Ingrid that her daughter Mercedes was accepted into the DC Opportunity Scholarship Program, also known as the DC Voucher Program. The program provides about 1,700 students with $7,500 per year to use toward tuition for whatever private school their parents choose. For Ingrid, the voucher has been nothing less than a godsend, a chance to get Mercedes out of one of the most expensive yet worst performing school districts in America. She now attends Georgetown Visitation, a well-regarded area prep school.
DC public schools have the worst test scores, or some of the worst test scores in the nation.
That's Virginia Walden Ford, who's been a leader in the DC school choice movement for over a decade, ever since her son William got a scholarship to attend a private school.
This is a community that African-American males just don't do well in. Drug dealers and violence just follows them around. I believe that being able to choose a school that was safe and a better environment for William saved his life.
Both William and Mercedes were given a chance to attend private schools through scholarships. And Mercedes is just one of the thousands of kids who have benefited from the DC voucher program. But working with congressional Democrats, the Obama administration has effectively killed the program despite this pledge.
Secretary Duncan will use only one test when deciding what ideas to support with your precious tax dollars. It's not whether an idea is liberal or conservative, but whether it works.
The last two evaluations, last June and the one that most recently came out, indicated that the children are making significant gains.
Indeed, a recent Department of Education study found that after 3 years in private schools, students who came into the DC voucher program when it first started had a 19-month advantage in reading over their public school peers. Not only that, but parents love the program, so much so that there are four applicants for every available slot.
Now Mercedes has grown and blossomed and matured into a young lady that can make decisions on her own.
It's different now that I go to visitation. Like, I approach things differently. It's like a whole new world, basically.
I'm just as bright as the girl who grew up in Arlington and goes to the public school in Arlington, or who's been in private school all her life. I think I can achieve just as much if only I had the opportunity.
We need to fight, because this is the only way we're going to save not just the program, but our kids.
Everything else that they can shut down, or everything else they can advocate for, they want to take this one thing away.
Overall, the DC voucher program costs about $18 million a year. That's a good chunk of change, but it's nothing compared to the $67 billion the Fed spent on education last year. And of course, that's all in addition to the trillions of dollars the government has doled out to prop up failing banks and auto companies.
So let's get this straight. The President and Congress seem ready to spend countless gobs of money on any number of failing businesses, but they're unwilling to spend $18 million for a successful program to help low-income families and kids?
You know, the thing that makes me the angriest about this, and I am angry, is that this has become about politics and not about children. You know, it's about parties, this party against this party, and it should never be about politics.
The argument for school choice is pretty basic. Everybody benefits when they have more options, whether we're talking about cars, coffee drinks, or schools. That the voucher program spends half as much per student than the conventional DC public school is icing on the cake. What's even more puzzling about Obama's actions is that he was a scholarship recipient himself as a youth, and he's a parent who has chosen an elite private school for his own daughters. So he knows better than most the value of school choice.
This is more than just legislation. This is more than just some paper that we want people to sign. These are kids' lives. You cannot look at the faces of these children, I can't, without thinking about how this is going to affect them.
If Obama fails to live up to his own rhetoric about doing what's best for kids, not only will he have consigned another generation of students to schools that will never be fixed, he will have alienated some of his most ardent supporters.
Obama, we fought for you to the end.
We
screamed
did.
Out the window,
we
Obama.
We voted. We walked. We went to the parade. We stood freezing. Why, once again, goes to Obama. Can I send him that? Can you get this table with Obama and have him answer our questions? Why, sir? Why?